This is ENN Radio, a podcast from Elon News Network, bringing you the stories behind the headlines. I'm Mackenzie Wilkes. Officially named the Coronavirus Disease 2019 by the World Health Organization, the coronavirus has 15 confirmed cases in the United States. Grace Morris found out whether students should be concerned about the virus or not.
With over 15 million tweets about the coronavirus, the illness has become a topic of worldwide conversation. But university physician Jeanette Archinol says that the term coronavirus actually refers to a large family of viruses that cause everything from the common cold to more serious illnesses like MERS or SARS. These viruses all share one major similarity.
I mean, the name just refers to what the cells look like under a microscope. They look like little crowns, little spiky things.
But the coronavirus that broke out in Wuhan, China, is a new type of coronavirus, or novel coronavirus, causing symptoms like fever, cough, and shortness of breath. But for students like senior Trevor Murrah, who recently returned from a trip to China, he has no concerns about getting the virus.
At the time, it didn't seem as though the virus was spreading at as quick of a rate to be of much concern, I guess, as a tourist. But I definitely think that I couldn't imagine what it'd be like to be in China just a few days after we had left, as they started closing off cities for quarantine.
According to the CDC, one of the best ways to prevent the coronavirus is just to wash your hands with soap, warm water, for as long as it takes to sing happy birthday twice.
But according to Archinol, the fear around the coronavirus has one source.
Well, it's always scary when something new develops. It is always scary when people die from a new virus. And, you know, we have no vaccine for it. We have no actual cure for the virus. So a lot of it is fear of the unknown.
Grace Morris, ENN Radio.
Elon has a study abroad program in China. And with the spread of the coronavirus, some steps are being taken to ensure the safety of students. I talked to reporter Lauren Singles about what the university is doing. So, Lauren, how many trips does Elon have that goes to China?
So, Elon has 6 study abroad programs. There's 2 that go to Beijing, and there are 4 that go to Shanghai. One of the ones that just went to Beijing, actually, they went over J-term. There's the Beijing spring and fall semester trips, and then the ones through Shanghai are both fall and spring semester trips, and one of them is with the Cory Business Center, because we have a business center in Shanghai.
Mm-hmm. And so those students that went on the J-term trip, how were they affected?
Yeah, so I was talking to somebody, he's an Elon senior, who went on the J-term trip, Christopher Potorf, and he was saying that they were about 500 kilometers, around 800 miles away from Wuhan, away from Hubei province. So they weren't directly affected and they weren't directly threatened by the coronavirus because they were sort of outside the circle of where it originated. But he was saying that towards the end of their trip, they did start hearing about more precautions. He said the tensions were starting to rise. Elon staff was cautioning them and telling them how to prevent, you know, disease, how to be hygienic. So were some of the hotel staff in China. They wore masks at some point, he said, in like the airports and stuff, I believe. But overall, they weren't too affected by it. It didn't cancel any part of their trip. But they were aware of the coronavirus, they were being updated by the CDC and Elon staff as well.
Mm-hmm. And so we're in spring semester now, and people had spring semester trips planned to go abroad in China. What's happening with that?
Yeah, so there is a spring 2020 program to Beijing that Elon runs. Elon has, or rather their partner in Beijing, has canceled that program for this spring because of fears of the coronavirus and the epidemic happening there. So there are 2 students who were in Beijing for their spring program. They are being pulled out. They are coming back to Elon, and they are working with the Global Education Center to sort of rework their schedule and figure out what they're going to be doing for the spring since they can't go to Beijing anymore.
They've also canceled the fall trip, correct?
That is correct. So the Cory Business Center here has a partner in Shanghai, and so Elon has a business center hub in Shanghai. And so Elon University themselves have decided to stop that program for fall 2020 as a preemptive measure, is what they explained to me. They said they weren't confident that they had the admissions numbers due to fears of coronavirus. They said they weren't necessarily afraid that coronavirus would spread that far, but they're afraid they're not going to have the same kind of enrollment that they would need to effectively run a full business center in Shanghai. So they are canceling that program for fall 2020.
And is there anything else we need to know about Elon's abroad program in China?
As of right now, the definites are there isn't a spring 2020 program to Beijing, and there will not be a business center in Shanghai in fall 2020. Beyond that, they haven't told me anything. I think that they're planning to still go back to China once coronavirus threats start to die down. Again, the canceling of the fall 2020 was more preemptive than anything, because obviously with, you know, a virus like this, you don't know how far it's going to spread. You don't know how long it's going to last, or, you know, sort of what that situation is going to look like that many months out. But as far as I know, they haven't suspended anything for 2021. As far as I know, this is just for 2020 that these programs are going to be affected. But again, that's going to probably be another conversation once we see where coronavirus is going.
All right. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
Early voting has begun in North Carolina. Ashley Moran provides details on how to cast an early ballot.
If you're interested in participating in early voting, Alamance County has set up three stations across the county, including Holly Hill Mall, Alamance County Office Annex Building, and the Mebane Arts and Community Center. Polling locations are open from today until February 29th.
North Carolina, as along with all the other Super Tuesday states, will be the first time Mayor Bloomberg is on the ballot for voters to go ahead and cast their vote for in the 2020 primary election for the Democrats. Today he's talking about defeating Donald Trump, which the crowd here is very excited about, taking back the White House and restoring law and order to our nation.
That was reporter Baylor Robin from Mike Bloomberg's campaign rally in Greensboro on Thursday. And today, presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is set to visit North Carolina ahead of Super Tuesday. The Phoenix softball team is going into their second tournament this weekend. Caitlin Rundle is here to tell us about how the Phoenix are looking ahead of this tournament. So, Caitlin, you spoke to the head coach. What's she saying?
So Coach Pocock was actually very pleased with how this tournament went. They won three, they lost one. That one loss was coming from Seton Hall University. And that's a pretty good result, you know, for that first weekend tournament. She said that this weekend went beyond kind of how many games they won or they lost, though. This first weekend was the first time that they were playing other teams. She said essentially that they've been playing each other for the past 4 weeks, which is great. You know, it kind of gets that baseline going. But she says you never really know how players are going to react until they're playing other teams, especially the freshmen, because it's their first collegiate tournament, so they've never really seen other teams play before. So she said it was very important just to see how her players are going to react to playing other teams, like I said before.
Longwood's a great team in the Big South. They've been picked number one in their conference. They've won it the last few years and gone to the NCAA. So, you know, going up against a team early this year, it's going to help us, our younger ones, really try to get some experience about going up against teams that make it to the NCAAs.
But also just for her players to realize what they still need to work on. Because again, playing each other is great, but you don't really know precisely what you still need to work on until you play the other teams.
That's it for this week's episode of ENN Radio. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And when we're not in your feed, visit our website, elonnewsnetwork.com. And follow us on social media, @ElonNewsNetwork.